Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Artist Loft. This is your radio host, Gigi Adams Evans, along with modern philosopher Mr. Johnsonius T. Lawrence Jr. We hope that you call in 646-200-3817 and engage in dialogue with us. This is a learning experience, as Mr. Lawrence said, an educational ride into knowing more about yourself, your mind, energy. Learning is the best thing in the world for us to have, the ability to do that, to help us to move about in society, to become assets in society. So we hope that you engage with us. This is a live show tonight, broadcast. And remember, the T-shirts are back on sale again. And if you'd like one, you can email me at gwenevans63@gmail.com. The sizes come in small, medium, large, and extra large, $20 plus tax. And those funds will be going to Wise Mind Institute. And you can also donate, if you wouldn't like to buy a T-shirt, $20, or whatever you have, to TitoLodge@yahoo.com. And remember, www.wisemindevelopment.org is the place you need to go. You'd like to go. We hope that you go. And engage in ordering a book for yourself or your loved one. Again, that's www.wisemindevelopment.org. And now we're ready to start our show. So we're getting ready to rumble. Remember, 646-200-3817. We'll be looking forward to your calls and your tweets. Hi, Tito. How are you?
Hi, Gigi. I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm managing life. I'm still tired, but I'm managing. How are things going with you and your health right now?
Thank God. The recovery process is coming along. I would say, I cannot say slowly, but it's coming along very well. It is a journey, and patience, beliefs, faith, and thank God for your support and every one of my friends and angels that are being placed on in my life to support me and pray for me. Everything is coming along very well. I couldn't be happier than that. My spirit is very high. Thank
Great.
You for asking.
No problem. Always going to ask. That's what friends are for. You know, you want to know how you... Ladies and gentlemen, our topic tonight is overcoming adversity. Humans have faced adversity from the beginning of time. One could reasonably argue that we have never had it as good as we have it right now. Our ancestors faced far worse adversity than challenges us. Whether you are currently faced with overwhelming health conditions or mind-altering processes or business faltering, utilizing these ancient things in your life, mental techniques, can really fundamentally alter your life. So tonight, modern philosopher Johnsonius T. Lawrence, a.k.a. Tito, is going to give you information, knowledge-wise, to help you to overcome adversity. Tito.
Thank you so very much, Gigi. I like to welcome each and every one of our listeners, tonight's listeners, letting them know that we are grateful that they join us tonight. And I'm looking forward to, let's look forward to a great dialogue. And we know that every mind can be bullied, and the effect of that can be avoided. And this is what this show is all about. Thank you so much to everyone. And without any formalities, let's get started with tonight's show. Tonight's show title is Overcoming Adversity. Last week, show title was, show topic was adversity, in which we know that, and we talked about the fact that adversity is part of our, is part of this physical world that we are living in. And every one of us who are alive, every one of us who is alive today, we know that we should expect at some point, if it hasn't, if adversity hasn't knocked on our doors, it is on its way, or it will happen at some point somehow, because that is part of it. However, because we are living in this physical world in which adversity is part of, that doesn't mean it has to, we don't have to fall for what happened. We can and we should always stand for what we know instead. It may have been one of the errors caused by lacking of protection of the mind that caused many of us who have been hit by adversities to be really knocked down. And for some of us, we never come out of it. And for some of us also, it takes a long, long time. And even some, for some individuals, it's happened that they have to go to see psychologists for therapy because of adversities that strikes their lives. Or not even their lives, but that strike them. This world is this world. We are not this world, and the reason why this can happen to those who have been through it and really get affected so much by the adversities to the point where their minds and heart really believe that it is them that whatever happened to. And of course, yes, what you believe is what you know. And that's what the impact, it has a lot to do with the impact that the moment would have on your on you and in your life. How can we overcome adversity? One sure way to overcome adversities is to protect our minds. How do we do that? First, through universal wisdom education, which wise mind, universal wisdom education, that's what it teaches. Our mind has to be protected. There is a lot that we go into, lots of situations we're going to face in this life. And the effect of them does not have to be one that should last any longer than it has to be. I mean, of course, yes. For example, if someone, let's say, if there is a hurricane and it destroys my house, of course, yes, I have a bunch of things that items that are very important for me that would be ruined. And I would never find them again. That would get me upset. But I would know, because my mind is protected by wisdom, understanding of the fact that this is a physical journey that I'm going through. Nothing that my hands can touch or my naked eyes can see are things that I can really protect to the point where nothing can touch. That is an illusion. Yes, our mind is well equipped to be educated to wisdom that would enable it to create energies for anything we wanted to create energies for. In fact, beliefs is energy. Many minds have, unfortunately, and mistakenly, create energies, create belief energies for things that are, that will destroy them, but they don't know. Adversities or things that I have and things that I can purchase or anything that I have which my hands can touch, your physical things, there is, yes, I can create value to them. Oh, yeah, they have sentimental values for them. But I will not create, I will not invest my heart in it. I would not invest any part of my being in it. Yes, creating sentimental value to it, of course, yes, is energy that my mind creates. So part of my work, which is, I mean, energy we create is our own human energies. It's part of my creation. I do not want it to be destroyed, but if it is destroyed because of a flood, or whatever that the natural adversity could be, that is okay. All right. I'm going to continue to create until the end of my last, until the sunset of my day on earth. And none of those things will be, I mean, all of them will stay exactly where they are. Because when we pass away, when our body is no longer receptive for energies to flow through it and manifest within it, that's it. So, one reason why adversities affect so many of us is because of mistakes we make, our minds make in choice of energies to create and nurture for any of the things that adversities can destroy or affect your mind, your heart, your core, your being. Should never be involved in anything that your hands can touch. There are other energies that you can create for them. One of them is appreciation. Your mind can and should create an appreciation, which is energy for anything that you have earned and create. So we are approaching the first break, to be continued at the end of the break. Gigi?
Thank you, Tito. Ladies and gentlemen, sit back and relax. Get your sodas or get relaxed and put your feet up. Enjoy the music. We'll be back. Thank you. Alrighty. Thanks for that. Thanks for taking a patient time out with us for our recess, our commercial break.
We
this
all
is,
need
this
hair
is Wise Mind Radio Show.
So I'm working with President.
We are with Johnsonius. Oh, sorry about that. We're with Johnsonius T. Lyons Jr., modern philosopher, and this is myself, Gigi Adams Evans, radio host. Tonight we'll be engaging in dialogue about overcoming adversity. And so there are so many phases to adversity, and, you know, we'll take you along the guidelines of learning how to overcome those adversities. There are so many ways that you can do that, and believing in yourself is one that I truly believe in. So we'll go on with the show. If you have questions, you can call in 646-200-3817 and engage in dialogue with us. We'll be right here, 646-200-3817. Back to you, Tito. Okay, I think we're having a bit of a connection problem here. Again, this is the Artist Law, Gigi Adams Evans, and I'm going to see if I can get Tito connected back, so bear with me one moment. I hope you all are enjoying the show thus far and having a wonderful experience in life, in your life, and with your family. It's also amazing how we can move about in life and have so many diversities and adversities in life. So to help to overcome those things, it's very important that we all engage in some sort of positive attributes in our lives. So we'll be right back again, and let me pray have another brief pause to come back to the show again so I can connect back with Tito. I do apologize for the technical difficulties, and we'll be right back as soon as possible. So sit back and enjoy. And if you have questions and you've called in, just feel free to jump in and let us know who you are. Identify yourself and let us know who you are. I can see that some callers are calling and they don't like to talk on the phone, they just like to listen. So I'm challenging you to give us a call to let us know that you'd like to engage in dialogue with us by just jumping in and doing so. Really appreciate that. It really means a lot to us. So let me try and get back again to our show. And as you wait, please indulge with us, and we'll see what's happening here. One moment.
Yes, I am, Gigi.
Yes, I'm very sorry about that. I don't know what happened, and we just lost connection here. We do have a caller from a 240 exchange, and if you'd like to speak or ask questions from your 240 exchange, please feel free to do so at any time. Thank you for calling in and listening. All right, Tito, I was saying before we were cut off that we all have challenges in life, and believing in yourself, learning how to overcome adversity is one of the things that I adhere to most in my life. I'll give the mic back to you and let you finish with the dialogue.
Thank you again, Gigi, and thank you for everyone. And sorry for the interruptions, because it is not anything that we purposely done for that. That's part of electronic part of our work. Things like that can happen. Sorry, and stand with us. Well, I like to dearly remind everyone that the mind is not that difficult to understand and to manage. No, it is not. And that is why I am educating everyone to the universal relativity theory of the mind, because it is not you who manage your mind, rather than wisdom to which you have exposed your mind to, that will not only guiding it when it is nurturing thoughts, but also protect it so it can be selective to thoughts that it is allowed to nurture, because all action it takes are relevant to wisdom that are guiding it. If it is not guided by certain wisdom, for example, faith, which has two versions. One is spiritual, one is human. However, if the should of mind is not one that is protected by wisdom of faith, well, when adversity strike, that mind can just go crazy because it is not protected. It is normal that it gets into a panic alert, and that can cause it to go bananas. And don't feel that, if that ever happened to you, don't feel bad about it, because when you were born, and so too for everyone else, we were born with a slate clean mind. Nothing was in it. And it is on earth that we start exposing it, or it starts being exposed to physical life. And for many of us, unfortunately, it has never been exposed to universal wisdom of what it is, or wisdom that would enable itself to well manage and protect it and be protected. So be careful, because who you are and what you have are not same. My dear friend, the title of tonight's show is Bullying the Solution. Adversity, the memories of adversity, can become a bully in a person's mind that will last for so long. And for some of us, for some people, for some individuals that maybe, I hope you never know one of them, because every person is precious, it cripples them. Something that happened to them, let's say maybe a 40, 50-year-old person could have been exposed to or tragedies may have been the mind could have been exposed or experienced a tragedy at some point, I would say maybe 20, 30 years ago, and that person still today, that person's mind is crippled, whether having phobia about certain thoughts because of what had happened, and maybe not even to this person, but the knowledge of what happened, of the adversities that strike a family or a person that they know stay with them, in which, of course, yes, you love someone, you care about someone, anything that happened to that person, including yourself, of course, yes, it will affect you. However, remember that you are human being, meaning two components that forms one entity. Adversities can only have human adversities can only affect your physical existence, can only have effect on your physical existence. And this effect should not last long. Naturally, whatever that your conscious has been exposed to, those informations will still are there forever. But it doesn't have to have any negative impact on you. I usually say that there is no negative, no positive. It is how you approach a circumstance that determine the impact this circumstance can have on you, if it will be a temporary impact or a long-term impact. In adversities, all adversities are to be temporary impact. You were going to work, and then for some reason, some police choose to start chasing another car, and then there is collision. Your car got hit. And, okay, thank God that you are not hurt. Or if you hurt, you're not dead. You don't get killed. Well, go through the process of recovery and then get back on your feet and continue on. This is part of the life, physical life. If you are going to exist and flourishing through this physical journey, through your own physical journey, expect things to not working well on and off. Whatever that is, one reason why gratitude is a lifestyle that you are to cultivate. Always give thanks. Regardless in whatever the circumstance, give thanks. If you can give thanks, it is a reminder that you are alive. You can try again. You can do it again. You can vision it again. You can reason through it again. And you can create it, whatever that you are trying to create. You can do it right. You are not what you have. You are a human being. Your being is not part of this world. No, it's not part of this physical world. Your being creates your mind so it can go through this journey, but not who you are. So be very careful you don't mix that. You don't confuse the fact that you are not, well, don't confuse the fact of who you are and what you have. That's why I would like to, let's check in to see if, with Gigi, to see if there is any text, I say text, yes, any text or call that comes in so we can start the dialogue with everyone. Hello, Gigi.
Yes, Tito. We have a caller from a 240 exchange. Hello, caller. How are you tonight? Hello, 240 exchange.
Hi, it's Jeanette, Tito, Gigi.
Whoa, my angel sister.
Hi,
how are you? I am doing so great, and I am grateful, and much happier tonight because you come to join us and supporting us in the show tonight. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine, Tito. I didn't start listening right at 7, so it's been probably about 15 minutes, 7:15, and I think you know that's right when you guys were having some technical issues.
Mm-hmm.
But I did hear the last part that you just said, and it makes a lot of sense. You know, I just went through some family issues, adversities, and things like that, and you know, it's just part of life. We need to come together as a human being and you know, just like you said, be thankful that it could have been worse. But, you know, we're still alive and that's all that matters. We're going to keep trying to make it right and, it's just part of life, so.
Amen. I like what I'm hearing. It is, in fact, last week, the show, the topic was adversity. And that's why the follow-up show today is overcoming adversity. And this is, as you know, I'm not script. I only pray before the show gets started and ask for love to flow its energy through me, manifest within me, and communicate to everyone who is listening messages that they need to hear, to know, to be reminded of that there are two components of our existence. One is our being, and the other one is our physical body that is part of this earth. And this is the reason why when the physical body is no longer able to be used, well, that's what death is. Death is the separation of the body from the being. Adversity is part of this world.
Right.
I mean, I remember, yeah, it's part of this world. And when we can, our mind is able to accept it. There we go. This is the term. Don't fall for what happened. Stand for what you know instead. You know who you are. And especially if you are a person who cultivates spirituality, believe. What I should have said instead is, this is the, whenever you go into adversity, is the time for you to strengthen your faith and beliefs in what you know, in who you know you are, in what you know your relationship at the being level. What are those relationships? You will come, or everything that are happening, they are happening the way they are happening. Yes, there are lessons to learn, but it is not, it is just part of the journey. Your approach to it determines the outcome of it. Because also, did you know that faith is energy. And it is the energy that causes unwanted circumstances in a person's life to change. Yeah. And my dear friends, and my dear friend, Jeanette, I pray all the time for friends, for anyone who asks me to pray, I pray. For two reasons. This is what I'm here to do. And second, though, I am the one who is praying. I love praying. I love communicating at the being level. Spiritually, I like to, that's where I like to stay. So when I have the opportunity to pray, I pray. And whenever someone trusts my spiritual character integrity and asks me to support them in prayer, for whatever the reason, I do it. And when I know that the outcome is favorable, man, I could not wait to go back in the spirit to say thank you, give praises, because love can manifest within me. Well, wise mind, universal wisdom, the relativity theory of the mind I am teaching, through which I create wise mind, universal wisdom, it is to educate all minds to the same wisdom that my parents did use to shape my wise mind today when I was a child, and doing, and I continue to do all throughout my life. I like for everyone to cultivate a mind like that. It is possible. And it will not take any time for from you, time from work, time with the family. No. It, in fact, it is part of your life. You can make wiser decisions. You can look at an adversity. You say, nah, that was not part of the plan that I had. I remember my vision is clear in front of me. This is not of me. I don't know where it comes from. I believe that through love, with love, and in love, I'm going to face you and overcome you. And it shall be done. So thank you so, so, so much, Jeanette, for the call. And hallelujah. I mean, of course, yes, this is an educational show. I say amen, hallelujah, because I like hearing what you just said. It is the Wise Mind radio show. That's what we do. We encourage, we educate all minds to universal wisdom of the mind so they can be put, if they choose to practice or to cultivate those wisdom, those minds can be protected. Thank you again. Gigi.
Yes, you know, and thank you, Jeanette, for calling in, and I hope that you overcome the things that are challenging in your life right now. I do remember you are usually at work, so I will remember your exchange next time, and I hope that you have a wonderful evening and stay tuned with us, and thank you for hanging in there while we were having those difficulties. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Wise Mind on the Artist Boss platform with modern philosopher John Senius T. Lodge, Jr. This is your radio host, Gigi Adams-Evans. And our topic tonight is always ongoing about bullying, but it's a subtopic. Well, the topic actually is overcoming adversity with the infringements of bullying inside of that same topic. So overcoming adversity is our theme tonight, and if you'd like to call in, that number is 646-200-3817. We look forward to your calls. Tito, I have a question for you. What about children? How are they to overcome adversity in life?
This is a very good question, Gigi. For children, for each mind, facing any adversity is unique for each mind. However, because children have not yet lived long enough, physically exist long enough on Earth, they have not accumulated that many experiences to draw their own conclusions on or to distinguish certain facts in realities. I would encourage any parent at that age, your child is learning so much or is to learn everything that he or she needs to learn. One of them is protecting his or her mind from your own practice of beliefs and faith. Since the child was born, it knows, it witnessed that whenever adversities are coming through you, we're living in a world full of adversities, your child witnesses how you approach each and every one of adversities that comes to your door, and you talk openly with the family, in the family, about the adversity, what you are facing, what the family as a whole is facing, and your approach to it usually is, okay, I'm certain that I did not plan on having to deal with this at this time. It is an adversity I'm going to love, which creates my being, and ask for help so I can see through that and to pull me through it. When the child, your child's beliefs and shaping of your child's mind began at that age. Now, you continue on, your child will continue on in nurturing that faith and belief, energy, strength, nurturing them in the power of love to get him or her through everything. But however, this is the way I would say that for a child, be very careful, talk with your mom, and listen to wise men. Call in, text in with your questions. And there is when we come back, I'm going to turn it to Gigi. I'm going to tell you what to do if you are a child, a teenager. I'm going to tell you what to do personally, give you an advice. Gigi.
All right. Thank you, Tito. And I'd like to say hello to everyone out there that I missed in the beginning opening of the show. I'd like to say hello to all the sick and shut-ins especially, and those kids that were engaged in an advocate bullying convention here in my neck of the woods. I'd like to say congratulations for your overwhelming success for that particular day that you had, and for your T-shirt sales as well. Speaking of T-shirts, ladies and gentlemen, the T-shirts for Wise Mind are back up again for sale at $20 plus tax, and if you'd like one, you can email us, either Tito Lodge at TitoLodge@Yahoo.com or myself, GWEN Gwen Evans 63, @gmail.com. I'll be taking care of the orders. And you can let us know if you'd like to order one, small, medium, or large, one color. And we'll send it to you as soon as possible. We're doing this on an on-drive for Tito, fundraiser for Tito, right at this particular moment. So we would hope that you would order a T-shirt to remind you of his book, his first book, Wise Mind. And they are available per order. And it will be delivered out as per order. So that's $20 plus tax. And if you'd like to order one, let us know. And we'll send that order out to you as soon as possible. I'm going to get back to Tito right now and turn the mic back over to him and let him finish up on the overcoming adversities topic for tonight. Tito.
Thank you so very much, Gigi. you should, anyone, and it goes for me and for everyone, we should never not to know who we are and be confident about who we are. For any one of us who cannot or who is not confident about who we are, nothing is wrong with that, because it is there is a wisdom to it. Who we are is whom we either allow ourselves to become, or whom we choose to become by long ago reason on the character of the person, the majesty of the person we wanted to be today, vision it to the point where we can even find a picture that reminds, a physical picture, photo picture that reminds us of what it is, and create that person. That's who we are. So when you have a clear vision like that about who you are, not just a vision, but if you have created who you are in character, I'm not talking about what you have, what house, or what your zip code address, what call you. Those are nothing. I'm talking about your character integrity. That's who you are. And character is not something that comes with a job or, you know, degree that you get in school. No. Academic degree, no. That has nothing to do with your character integrity. Your character integrity is what you cultivate. You should never, this is your that's your protection. It is your protection. Your character is what you stand for. All the fights at the being level that you're going through, and all the efforts at the physical level that you are putting out, is to preserve the integrity of your character. Adversity would not have that much long-term impact in your life or on your life should your character were already, your character integrity for the your beliefs character. Because when I'm talking about self, is the overall energies that you have cultivated within you. And beliefs, faith, you, the mind, is able, and that's what it does. It creates beliefs and faith for anything and everything that you ask it to create beliefs and faith for, you encourage it to do. And if you do not encourage it to do that, that's what it does anyway. Anything that it sees you have interest in, it just go on and start creating some beliefs and faith in it. And this is one reason why so many minds have been going as in existence as drifters. The mind that is not protected is over, well, goes on and create beliefs out of control beliefs. This is what extremities is all about. For example, individuals who are for religious beliefs, their beliefs, that belief is not because that their minds no, religious extremists, individuals, what I know and believe happens to them is that it is okay to create for the mind to approach a religion and based on your own experience with practicing that religion, yes, your mind creates beliefs for it. But if that belief is not protected by other wisdom, one of them is respect, well, it's going to go out of control. Before you know, you're going to start bad-mouthing everyone else who is not part of your religion, and so forth. Resentment starts building within you to the point where you feel like to physically harm someone who is not part of your religion. That is out of control beliefs. That's wild. Yours should not be that way because it is protected by universal wisdom of respect. I'd like to take a minute to remind everyone that it is because of your financial support that Wise Mind Radio Show is able to touch and transform lives across the globe. And your financial support is so important. We need it in order to stay in the air, to continue to do the work that we are doing. Our website is www.wisemindevelopment.org. Wise Mind Development is one word, .org. Go to our website and you will find books. In fact, I would encourage you, based on the question that Gigi asked earlier, I would take that as a reminder for you to download a copy of the first Wise Mind ebook. Smashwords.com is the publisher. Smashwords.com. Go on Smashwords.com. You can download it for under $5. It is so important. This book is written to inspire and stimulate minds. When the mind is stimulated, it will become, well, at the being level, it will become activated just like that. And this book have been doing that for so many minds, not only here in America, but across the globe. And except on Amazon, you can find it in any of ebook formats because it is published for 6 different ebook formats, which one soever that you like, you desire, you can order it to your taste, to your desire, or whatever the format that you want it to. Order the book, read it, and while you're there, you will have opportunity, while you are visiting our website, you'll have the opportunity to read articles that had been present of Wise Mind, on Wise Mind, or on the relativity theory of the mind, W plus D equal B, translated as wisdom plus decisions equal behavior. For the show topic we're talking about here tonight, our behavior when tragedies strike can change. How do we change it? We change it by changing our decision-making process whenever tragedies strike in our lives. Because it is the mind that makes all decisions and reason through any trend of thought. If you want those decisions to be changed, then expose your mind to other wisdom than the ones that it has been exposed to. Replace those wisdom. And this is what Wise Mind Universal Wisdom Education, of which the radio show that you are supporting right now, and thank you so much for that, this is what it is created. It is to it is to support you. Gigi?
Yes, Tito. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. We have run out of time, but I'm going to take a few minutes to go into overtime to advertise a very special friend of Tito's, and of course myself as well, a new friend for me, old friend for Tito, Dr. Billy Hanna Amon. Her daughter, Sophie Amon, is the founder of Junebug.com. It's a dance theater. And Sophie would like you to know that Junebug Company was founded in 2014 by, of course, Sophie Amon, Roseanne Brins, and Erin O'Reilly. The three dancers studied together at the Ballet Junior de Geneva. And they would like for you to go in and take a look at their dances and understand what they're trying to do. It's moving in motion, and they give out very important information in their dances. And we would appreciate it if you would go ahead and support her. That's Junebug.com, Dr. Bilhana Abazov Amon. Her daughter, Sophie, has a company called Junebug Company. And you can find her on Vimeo.com. I just wanted to give out that information as promised, and I hope that you all have a wonderful evening, and may God bless you. Tito, we can go a little further, maybe about 10 minutes longer in overtime, if you have anything additional to say. But I would like to say thank you all for listening in, and we can wrap it up in 10 minutes, Tito.
Okay, thank you so very much, Gigi, for the bonus time, because I do believe that love energy is roaming, will continue to exalt every mind on the importance of cultivating a mind that can reason comfortably at both human and being level. Adversity is part of this world. They hit me all the time. They hit every one of us all the time, and they will continue to do that. How do we protect and overcome them is very simple. If you did not ask for it, it comes to you. It is not yours. It is one of those that lost its ways and end up in your mailbox, in your house. What you do, you take it out and send it on its way, wherever that is going to. It's not to you. And how do we do that? Well, very simple. We use the energies of love to do everything that we do. I would like to ask you to educate your mind to the universal wisdom of love. If when you are ready to do that, give me a call so I can consult with you and get you on your way, on your journey to cultivate the universal relativity theory of love. It is anything and everything that you do in love, with love, through love, that will go well on the first time if your intention is correct. Don't wait for when adversity strike your life. That's when you're gonna, Mr. Lange, how do I know? You maintain a relationship with love, spiritual energies, universal energy of love, and nurture it, that energy will continuously be flowing through you, manifest within you, in your family group. It will always be with you and protect you too. Adversities are everywhere, but you don't have to be everywhere. There are some places you should not be. But because we are living in a dark place, this world is a dark place. The only one that can see, or the only way, rather, the only way we can see is through the mind. And if the mind is not activated, it cannot see because it has to see through love, in love, and with love. Or other words, sorry for this additional terms, but it has to see through love, anything through love. Prepare, being prepared before adversity strike in your life. That's very important. That doesn't mean it won't. No. Certain things, hey, that's, if you don't like adversities, you shouldn't be here on earth. You're already here is because you can overcome that. That's why your being is a spiritual energy created by love. It knows the present, the past, and billions of years in the future what anything and everything's going to be. You would never, it would not allow you to be going through this physical life if it wasn't there to help you, to guide you, but what, to guide you through your mind. But what happened is if your mind never become activated at the being level, well, it cannot receive revelations. It cannot be guided through love. So this is my advice to you. Read Wise Mind e-book. Go to our website, wisemanddevelopment.org. Download Wise Mind ebook. And by the way, there is another book that I published a few years ago. The title of it is Who Are We? Is one of a 7-book series that I am publishing on self-development. The purpose for the universal relativity theory of the mind that I have discovered, explore, and using to create educations for the development of the human being through the mind is important. You need to know how to find out how to discover who you are on your own, privately, and at the being level. This is work that you can do through meditation only. What you do is not who you are. And since we are pretty much minutes from the end of the show tonight, I'd like to second Gigi on by displaying my gratitude to Bilhana Hammond in Switzerland. She is a very, very good and longtime friend of mine. She is one of the world's greatest philosopher. She is philosophy professor. She used to be, or she is philosophy professor in Switzerland. And also she's got a degree, whether it's PhD or not, in psychology also. She cares about Wise Mind, universal wisdom, education. She cares about Wise Mind radio show. And she communicates with me. Her and I, we communicate just about every day that, you know, I can. I always like talking with her. She cares about the show. And I know you too, you do. And I like to ask you to join with me in giving thanks to love for coming through for Jeanette. And that's the way we are. We are a world. Wise Mind is a world. And that world is including you. If you have any, if you're going through any adversity at any moment, or anyone in your life is going through adversities, your loved one, let us to know so we can support you. We are an ongoing developed world. Everyone is welcome in it. And the minute that you become part of the world of Wise Mind's world, we support your passions, we support your work, we support who you are, we support your family, we stand with you in any day. So, join with me in giving thanks on Jeanette's behalf, and let's, as I always tell everyone, union is power. By continuing to cultivating union between us, standing with one another, support one another, we are doing well. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Have a good evening. Have a good weekend. And I'll see you next week, next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Gigi, good night.
Oh, wait. Okay. I'd like to advertise this before we leave the show. We're getting listeners from Canada, listeners from Russia, also listeners from Australia, the United States, Brazil, and also other ongoing underlying counties in the UK. I wanted to let the listeners know that our audience has grown to about 7,000 listeners, and we're going strong. We encourage you to call in. We appreciate you listening in, and we do hope that you will engage in the activities on Wednesday night for the time being until we can reassess ourselves to have a Wednesdays and a Thursday night show. But our listeners are growing, and we really do thank you for that, Tito. The stats are wonderful. And the listener gender, ironically enough, is more males than females. So females, we want you to call in and to listen in as well. And thank you all for a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to bring back Tito to the show after his ongoing illness. And remember, learn how to reinvent yourself, because it's very important, as he was talking about adversities, overcoming adversities. Make conscious choices. Allow yourself to wallow in your conscious choices in a good way. But, you know, don't worry about anything else. If you need professional help, get it. Tito is there. Tito Lodge at TitoLodge@yahoo.com. You can email him and let him know, and he can counsel you on whatever is bothering you to the best of his abilities, and move forward. Learn how to reinvent yourself. Never say never. Keep going forward. We'd like to wish everybody a good night. Good night, Tito. Good night, Jeanette. Thank you for always being an ongoing supporter of Mr. Lodge. And may you all have a wonderful evening.
Good night, Gigi. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Good night.